Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Anna Murray back on the show. Anna is the founder of eMedia, the author of a mini books, including The Complete Software Project Manager. She's a double winner of the Stevie Awards for Women in Business and also the Mobile Marketing Association Award for mobile app development. And that just tells you she's really smart. That's just two of her 20, 30 awards, at least, that she's won. And she's our good friend, Anna Murray. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim. Happy almost end of summer.
It's good to have you here, as always. Anna, one of the things I know you've had on your mind lately is the dynamic between people going back to work as their children may or may not be going back to school. There's a whole... I mean, we've never in the history of America, we've never had this kind of, maybe not since the Civil War, for sure, maybe ever, this kind of a disjointed, disconnected, uncertain kind of a scenario, right? I mean, we got kids going back. We don't know if they're going to stick. I've got grandkids who are going back for 5 days. I got grandkids that are going back 2 days a week. What do you think?
You know, I think it's really a thicket of decisions that people have to make. You know, here I live in New York City, and our infection rates have, after being, you know, clobbered
right
in March, April, May, our infection rates have stayed low. So a lot of the parents that I'm talking to here are, you know, going to send their kids back to school. But, you know, you have to say that it's an experiment. Right? I mean, none of us,
course.
You know, we already have schools that are opening up and then they're having to close back down. So
what you're saying is we're going to go back to work and take our kids back to school and then wait on the other shoe to drop.
That, right. Or not drop, you know, and then
right.
We'll look at the community where it didn't drop and say, well, what did you guys do right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know. So, but the two things are obviously tied. I'm a small business owner, and we have employees who are parents and single parents, which is really tough.
Makes
the single
tough.
Parent with little kids thing is I just don't even know what to say. So,
right.
And then you know you have families where they really do need to get their kids back to school, but there might be somebody vulnerable in the family. There might be a grandmother
mm-hmm.
living in the household who has mm-hmm. a health condition.
And some of this may have just happened during the pandemic.
Exactly.
That may be a whole
exactly.
new dynamic. So the common denominator of all of this, because we don't have the answers, is extra stress, isn't it?
I think human beings really dislike uncertainty. I mean, it's one of the things we dislike above all others. And, you know, I don't know about you or, you know, folks that you know, this is the time of year where you look at the year, you look at the back front half of the year,
start evaluating
your budgets and
how
stuff.
We're doing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it feels like, I said to my husband, I feel like I'm participating in an imaginary exercise.
Right.
You know, like, who knows what's going to happen? And you really have to, I think the people who are doing the best, both in business, well, business has got a lot of other things going on, but emotionally doing the best are the ones who are better at dealing with uncertainty. Those real, real dyed-in-the-wool planners who can't do anything
mm-hmm.
without a plan, those people aren't doing so well right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, what is your advice? What you have any thoughts on how to deal with this, especially from a technology standpoint? What do you think?
Well, technology is our friend, and I really think it depends on, you know, what business you're in. I think that anyone who has had a problem with, out of office, or, you know, not, you know, there's some sort of Luddite executives who really require FaceTime. And however much you might desire to have people in offices, if
that person is not going to last much longer. I mean that,
no.
That person.
No. If people are going to stay remote, they need to stay remote. But also, it's difficult to think through the getting back to the office plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you? You see people thinking.
Do you think? I got to wrap it up here in a second. Do you think that people are going to be more vociferous about how their children go to school, if we get started and certain politicians start getting go wobbly on keeping the kids in school, you think parents are going to revolt about that and say, hey, you know, it's you're making too big of a deal out of it? What do you think?
I think they're going to ask the politicians to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Right? A uniform, unified plan.
And make sure it's devoid of politics. And good
exactly.
luck with that. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Anna Murray. We got more to come after the break. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.